anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug.
Oh, that ought to get this off to a good start.
Oh, yeah.
That ought to do it.
Here you go.
Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, no. It's okay.
There. Doug and Sorry about that.
You know, sometimes sorry doesn't cut the mustard, brother.
You're right.
You know? How many times people got to say sorry? But it's the Christmas season. You are forgiven.
Thank you.
Come over here. Look, give a hug.
Like it was your fault.
No, thank you. No daddy hugs today. Thanks.
Daddy has ever. Coming up on the show today, Todd Hendricks is going to join us to talk Nebraska volleyball. We'll be talking with him on the program today. Final Four is coming up. Also, of course, the Huskers with their big-time volleyball matchup. I just got that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Shocker. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number if you want to join us on the show today. And all Daddy wants to talk about today's football.
Well, I think that's – well, there's not much going on, else going on. That's why I want to talk football. I want to talk Pro Bowl rosters.
Okay.
Were you surprised by any of the quarterbacks taken?
Brett Favre shouldn't be on the team.
Exactly. That's the one that stands out.
And this isn't just a fan vote, by the way, people. This isn't like Major League Baseball. It's not just a fan vote. Brett Favre should not be on the team. Now, and the only time people have a – the general fan has a big beef is with the fantasy-type players. I mean, they don't care about defense. They don't know who the backup defensive end should be. They don't know who the starting corner should be on the AFC or the NFC. But when you come to quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, heck, there's not fullbacks anymore, so you just got to find a team that has a fullback. Really? Mike Sellers, Redskins?
Really? Sounds good to me. That's what I thought when I heard that pick. Yeah. Okay, sounds good, Mike.
LaRon McClain, Baltimore. Well, they've put him in a few times. Where's Gary Russell? He's a stud. Would you look up Derek Gary Russell? I want his stats for the year. Is that okay?
Yep.
4 yards. Sure? What, 4 touchdowns?
No. I mean, since we had this blow up a couple of weeks ago, he continues to carry the ball in short yarded situation and to not convert. So why is he in there? But anyway, tomorrow NFL power rankings and more coming up as the week progresses. But today, a little volleyball talk, a little football talk, a little basketball talk. Daddy, who shouldn't be on the Pro Bowl roster? But again, like they have finally caught on the big network, if you're going to take somebody, if you want to put somebody on, you got to take somebody off.
Well, Favre's the one that stuck out to me. And I say, well, Phillip Rivers was my number one choice. 26 touchdowns. At the statistics they looked at, 26 touchdowns to 10 interceptions.
Carrying my fantasy team.
Well, and I'm not talking fantasy here. He was the one. Yeah, the team's not that great. But you look at Favre, he's got 20 touchdowns. 6 of those came against the Arizona Cardinals.
Right, right. 6 in one game. And a lot of interceptions for what he's done. Whatever. You know, if you want Brett Favre there, fine. Who do you put in?
Well, I put in Phillip Rivers, take out Brett Favre. That's the obvious one.
That's the only one, though.
But, I mean...
A lot of people are saying Matt Cassel.
I don't mind Matt Cassel. What a great...
Barrett Rood didn't make it on the defense for the NFC. And you have to look here at the linebackers. You know, they've got... I guess what they've got is they've got Derek Brooks as a reserve, and they don't have Barrett Rood. And I know Derek Brooks has been on Jim Rome's show and some other shows singing the praises of Barrett Rood. So... You got to wonder there how that goes.
Okay, Barrett Rood, I guess, and from a Nebraska fan's perspective, yeah, we want him on there. I guess if you're out there, do you pay attention, like you said? Do you know who the guards tackle? Do you even know who the linebackers are? I'm not sure that fans put a lot of stock in that.
Derek was looking up the stats for Gary Russell for Pittsburgh for me, but he came across the stats for Mike Sellers, the starting fullback. He's averaging 4 yards a carry. on 6 carries.
What's his long? Mike Sellers has
24 yards rushing this year.
Oh, he contributes in the passing game too. He's got 12 catches for 98 and a score.
Is that right? Because 4 of those rushes are the last 2 weeks. That's insane. That's insane. But effort me, Gary Russell. What else we got? I guess at first when they threw up Thomas Jones as a starting running back for the AFC, it surprised me, but I didn't really delve into who it should be. Chris Johnson, Tennessee. Ronnie Brown, Miami. Really? He had one game this year. Is that the best the AFC has to offer? Is that the best the AFC has to offer?
Well, you're talking about people in the NFC. You know, I heard, I think it was Eric Casilius this morning say, you need to get some of those running backs from the NFC and just put them on the AFC team and let them represent the AFC. Well, you can't do that because you mentioned names like Matt Forte from the Chicago Bears. You look at the starting running backs in the NFC, Adrian Peterson, Clinton Portis, Michael Turner. There's several more. D'Angelo Williams, fabulous year, left off. But you're right. You look at AFC, Doug.
If you just pick 6 backs, they don't. Most of them be from the NFC.
There you go.
And it's amazing to me because Thomas Jones, also somebody I would draft every year until, well, this year. So he goes crazy. I even drafted him last year when he went to the Jets from the Bears. I even took him. What do you have, 1 touchdown, 2? Here you go. Here's the ass burner. Gary Russell, I just want to get back to this. For the year, 24 carries, 56 yards, 2.3 yards, 2 touchdowns. Now, I understand he's not supposed to get big yardage. Well, how about little yardage? Last 3 weeks, 3 carries, 1 yard. 4 carries, 6 yards. Last week, 1 carry, 1 yard. Really? You're a stud, Gary Russell. I'd put you in every short yardage situation.
He must play a lot of special teams. That's all I can say.
Well, he's not on the team. I'm not saying that.
Right.
We're just talking about fullbacks.
But I'm saying on the Pittsburgh Steelers, obviously they need him in other capacities in that 1 yard.
Well, again, he shouldn't be in there on short yardage situations. He sucks. Get him out of there. Pittsburgh, I'm going to put this. Pittsburgh is, if they keep using Gary Russell, Pittsburgh's final game of the year, they will lose because Gary Russell can't get the yard on 4th and goal or 4th and 1 at the 38 when they can't kick a field goal. I am waiting to see the demise of the Steelers in the hands of Gary Russell. It's 4th down and they need a 0.5 yard. Russell is in. Full house backfield, a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It's the AFC Championship against, you know, a so-so defense, say like the Colts. Over the left side, I don't know. The official's going to give it to him, and they signal 1st down, but we're going to the booth. That's right, we're going to the booth. We're going to the booth. Oh, yeah, he's 0.5 yard short. And the Colts go to the Super Bowl. That would be so great. That'd be great. That'd be so great. Anything else on the Pro Bowl? Because I'm going to be frankly honest with you, I really don't care.
You like Jay Cutler on there?
Well, you can put Matt Cassel ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know, Cutler has some, the Broncos go as he goes. He has great games, he has bleh.
I'm a little bit surprised because of the name recognition, Randy Moss, Wes Welker goes instead of Randy Moss. That's a little bit surprising, maybe.
Another 100 catch year for Wes, isn't it?
No, having a fabulous year. Absolutely. Hasn't got, you know, one of those deals that hasn't scored like what, 3 touchdowns all year, mm-hmm. but catches 8 balls for 104 yards a game. He's a great possession receiver, Wes Welker. I'm just, you know, when you're out there and you're looking at the names you want to see in the Pro Bowl, Moss, Welker, you know, a lot of people are going to check that the box beside Moss.
Straight cash, homie. Both Arizona wide receivers starting.
Probably deservedly so.
But what does this tell you about the Arizona Cardinals when the quarterback and both wide receivers are starting the Pro Bowl and you're 8-5 in probably the weakest division in the National Football League? Or what, 9-5, 8-6? What are they now, 8-6?
Well, it says your defense isn't very damn good.
So that's what we've got there. So the Pro Bowl. 1-888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number to give us a buzz on. Anything else?
No, I think it's interesting when you look down, and not necessarily the positions nobody pays attention to, but those feature positions, I think are interesting. I think some of those running backs in the NFC have a real beef, but who are you going to take off? Like you said, who are you going to take off?
Turner Gill says, to hell with it, I'm staying at Buffalo. A new contract, a little raise, probably not going to be making a ton of money, but he's going to be there at least one more year.
If the fit wasn't right, I'm not even sure. You think automatically he would have went to Auburn and had the job been offered? I mean,
yes,
automatically. No, yes. Just done.
Yes.
I'm not so sure. I think it's got to be the right fit for him.
I think he would have taken it. If he was offered either one of the Syracuse or Auburn jobs, I think he would have taken it.
I think it's just got to be that niche job that he feels he can recruit in. I'm not sure he'd have – I think it would be very difficult.
$2+ million a year? Yeah, I can recruit here.
Well, you're taking care of your wife and your family. That's your first priority. So you're looking at it that way. I just think he knows that the opportunity is going to come. It's when and where, and I think he's going to have a better right to pick that. And maybe just, well, you're going to Auburn. That's the only job out there.
So Turner Gill stays put, which is good news that he won't try and pursue an Iowa State job. That is now open when it comes to that. A couple other things, just some news and notes from overnight. Joey Gathright signs with the Chicago Cubs. Royals don't offer this guy a contract. I mean, think about that. The Royals don't offer you a contract. And the only other team that has had as bad luck or stupidity issues with getting rid of players and picking up players as the Royals are the Cubs. So Joey goes to the Cubs. Gathright played 5 seasons with Tampa and Kansas City. So I guess he keeps the theme of going to teams that can't win the big one. Batting .263, 399 games.
Fastest guy in baseball. Fastest guy in baseball. And they're trying to find, just because offensively, you just can't get it done at the plate.
Does it matter that DeMarco Murray won't play in the national championship game for Oklahoma?
Well, you got to think so. You got to think that's a big part of their offense.
If you're Brady Hoke, why would you go to San Diego State?
I wondered that, because I'm not sure is that a step up? I mean, in the conference-wise, I don't think so. From Ball State?
I don't think it is either. I think you're going to a program that can't win at San Diego State. So just some news and notes off the top. Nebraska, well, they lose a basketball player in Alex Chapman, but he never actually played for the Huskers. He was injured the whole time. He's going to transfer.
Yeah, he came a year ago, is that right? Hurt his knee right away.
Yep.
Then he comes back and tries to start practice this year and hurts the same knee after having it surgically repaired. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Just probably wasn't. Obviously, body couldn't go and just said, I'm going to go do other things.
Best wishes to our buddy Tom Rudrud, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, recovering from eye surgery. Wasn't with the team last week and probably won't be with the team this week. He's not supposed to partake in any activities, including on-ice coaching duties. I'm guessing, if you have eye surgery, you don't need shards of ice flashing into your face to give you problems. They hope to have him back by next week.
Or I'm guessing you probably don't need to slip on that ice and go down and bang your head.
Bang your head! Minnesota Duluth, the national champions in Division II college football, finishes number one, of course, in the final Division II coaches poll. Northwest Missouri State second. North Alabama third. And fourth,
Grand Valley State,
yes. Pittsburgh State of Kansas, 8th. Chadron State, 9th at 11-2. Now, what does that tell you? If an RMAC team would have even made the playoffs with 2 losses years ago, they made it with 1 loss, of course, and lost in the playoffs. But that just kind of shows you your program has to be established, and they go 11-2 and finish 9th. Wayne State, 19th in the country. 19th in the country in the final poll of the year.
Great job by McLaughlin, turning it around. Well, they used to be the laughing stock.
UNO 22nd.
Boy, what'd they end up with?
Seven losses and four.
4 losses.
Tony, is Wayne State better than UNO?
No. Not until they beat them.
Is Chadron State better than UNO?
I'd love to see that game on the field, but I can't think so. I mean, there's still a scholarship disparity. Say what you want about, Shattern, and yeah, they have more than Kearney, but they still don't have, they've got 24 compared to 36 of UNO? No, they're not as good.
There you go. I mean, you just have to do this show long enough, Derek, to finally, you know, put the truth serum in Tony. He loves the Mavericks.
You do.
He loves UNO. He can sit here and act like he hates them. He can sit here and act like he likes the Huskers, but he hates them. He can sit here and act like he likes Bo Pelini, but he's not doing a good enough job. So let me get this straight. You hate the Huskers.
No.
You love the Mavericks.
That's not true.
I have just an overall question before we go into a break, and then we're going to talk some volleyball with Todd Henricks of the Lincoln Journal Star. Concordia has named their new football coach. They went 1-10 this year, I believe it was.
Awful.
They hired from within. And I don't know this guy at all. I don't know this guy at all. So, I mean, maybe he's the greatest. Maybe they'll go unbeaten next year. I don't know. But Vance Winter, the current defensive coordinator at Concordia, has been named the head football coach. He's been the defensive coordinator since 2007 and served on the defensive staff since 2005.
So he's got 3 years under his belt at Concordia.
Earned a bachelor's degree from Dakota State in 2002 and a master's degree from Wayne State in 2004.
A young guy.
So Vance Winter, the new head football coach at Concordia. Good luck, Vance.
They did indeed have one win last year. 1-9.
What'd the defense do? You got a schedule up there, Derek, with scores?
Yeah. Let's see. They lost to Midland Lutheran 50-14. They lost to Doan 29-13. Lost to Briar Cliff 17-7. Lost to University of Sioux Falls 47-0. Lost to Northwestern 49-2. Dort came in and beat them 17-14.
They beat Briar Cliff, but that's okay.
Oh, excuse me. They did beat Briar Cliff 17-7. That was their one win. Excuse me. The losses to Dort there, then Morningside 49-0. Nebraska Wesleyan 44-0. Dana 17-10. And Hastings College 36-7, all losses.
Okay, best of luck. I don't know. You know, if you're going to hire from within, it seems to be a little bit strange. If you know the coach has been there for so long, steps down, maybe you look elsewhere. Maybe the budget doesn't allow that. I don't know what the situation is.
How you doing? What's the matter with you?
Distemper. I'm like a little cat. Jeepers. I don't know.
Did you go see a doc yesterday?
I did.
So yeah, but he didn't give you a shot.
Sinus.
He didn't want to see your bruise. He didn't give you a shot.
You're not contagious, are you?
Oh, he's contagious. We're going to be so
and
sick
you,
tomorrow.
You come into a small studio for an hour a day with us, too.
We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Happy holidays from the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Rudolph, that's not a very nice thing to do with that elf. Ho, ho, ho!
It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered, so get yours today at Pro Tint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
For more exciting high school basketball this week, keep it on our network of stations, including Thursday night on Power 99 FM, as the Men and Whippets travel to Grand Island to take on Central Catholic. On Friday, here on ESPN 1460, Grand Island Northwest is at Kearney High, and on ESPN 1550, the Hastings St. Cecilia boys are at Sutton, plus more basketball Saturday. And don't forget, every game can also be heard on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures climb up into the mid-20s. South winds will also develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and then some increasing clouds overnight. Lows reach 9 above with a south wind of 5 to 10. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Roger along with us, Todd Hendricks at Lincoln Journal Star from Omaha in the Final Four. That's right, from the Lincoln Journal Star, he's in Omaha with the Final Four coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey folks, don't forget that nobody can beat the meat for the holiday treat at where? Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone, you'll see him out front. Wants to wish everyone the happiest of holidays and string cheese. Yeah. Don't forget, gift cards are available in any denomination that you would like. How about 10, maybe 25, maybe 50, depends, whatever you want. Stocking stuffers, gifts, maybe something for your employees, maybe something for the mailman on your route, maybe something for the paper boy's parents. You can get it at Troutman's Quality Meats. Reserve your smoked turkey and smoked turkey breast, boneless or bone-in ham, and, of course, prime rib. There's so many great meals to eat over the holidays. Why not sample it all from Troutman's? Summer sausages, snack sticks, a great selection of wine from Max Creek Vineyard. And don't forget, you want some scallops, they got them. You want bone-in ham, got them. Prime rib, got it. Just a steak, got it. You're
oysters.
Kind of a steak guy.
Boom.
Are you going to be loading up on those for the holidays?
Oh, I love oysters. Good time of year.
What's the missus think about that?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan? Okay. Of oysters, or are you eating oysters?
Me or the oysters.
That's kind of what I... Anyway, they've got it all there for you, whether you want ham, whether you want a snack stick, or something in between. Load up for the holidays at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney. Thank you for that, Derek. The American Volleyball Coaches Association has just announced its All-American team for women's volleyball. And Jordan Larson, not the player of the year, but she is on the first team from the University of Nebraska. She is the only member of the first team from the University of Nebraska. Sydney Anderson, the Husker setter, has been selected to the second team, as has Tara Mueller. She is on the second team from the University of Nebraska, and this has just come down, so we'll talk more about that for you in just a moment. And we are pleased to welcome, as we talk a little volleyball here on the Doug and Daddy Show, with Todd Hendricks, the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. He is following the Husker volleyball team and the Final Four. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing great. I guess the culmination of the season is here. The team's press conference and practicing today at the Quest Center. And before we get to the amazing comeback from the Huskers, I guess the four teams that were supposed to be in Omaha made it to Omaha.
Well, you could say that based on the seedings, but if you had talked to this guy any time during the season, he would have been telling you there's no way Nebraska can do it. There's one team that stands out to me as a surprise, and it may not to a lot of people, but for me, the fact that Nebraska is in this Final Four is probably as big a surprise as I've seen in a lot of years covering volleyball. What this team did with the talent they have coming back and with the talent they had to replace is, unprecedented, I think.
Todd, you'd say all season long, was there ever a time during the season you thought, you know what, if they're playing like this, they could make it to Omaha, or did that ever cross your mind?
Well, I'll tell you when I thought there was a chance, and it was after they beat, they opened the season strong, which was very, very important for them to get some confidence. And then when they beat, they were fortunate to have Texas in Lincoln early in the Big 12 season, and they played an exceptional match. You go back and watch that match. Nebraska played great for long periods of time. And at that point, I thought to myself, okay, they're in position now to no worse than share the Big 12, which is probably going to get them a number one seed, in one of the top four seeds. And maybe, just maybe, they'll get sent to the regional that was in Fort Collins, Colorado, where there wasn't going to be a dangerous home team. What I looked at all year was the fact, look, you have to kind of look in volleyball where the regionals are going to be. Okay, one was in Penn State. I'm sorry. If you get sent there, forget it. You weren't getting to the Final Four. There was another one in Texas. Again, sorry. If you get sent there, you aren't going to the Final Four. I don't care how good you are. So their two options were, can they get out of Washington and beat Washington? I gave them a maybe at that point. If they go to Fort Collins, they had a good chance because there wasn't going to be a dangerous home team there. But when they went to Colorado and lost, and it became apparent right at that point that Nebraska was going to get stuck in the Washington Regional, I booked my tickets the next day. I didn't think they could get out of there. And they did. I'm not sure how they did after watching that match, but they did.
One of the greatest comebacks, of all time, regardless of the team. Todd, bigger picture here. I did want to ask you a question, see if maybe you could shed some light on this. There were four Big 12 teams that were selected to the tournament. Why were these four teams not put in different regions? NCAA basketball, they would have been in four different regions, and the only time they start doubling up regions is when you get five, six, or more in the tournament. But Iowa State and Texas ended up playing in a regional final when Iowa State could have been put in a different region. And, you know, theoretically, if you look at basketball, and that's the big comparison, you could have four teams from the same conference make the Final Four. Well, this wasn't going to happen, and I'm not saying Iowa State could have beat anybody else anyway, but why doesn't the NCAA do that in volleyball?
There are far different rules that the volleyball tournament has, or let's say this, there are far different rules that the basketball tournament has in relation to volleyball. Volleyball may be considered a big-time sport in our neck of the woods, but in the NCAA revenue picture, it is a money sucker. And money sucker sports get different rules. And the rules in volleyball are that conference opponents can only not play in the first and second rounds. But after that, everything's open. And there was talk during the season that they may lift that provision because the travel expenses are becoming so high. They were talking about lifting the provision to avoid conference matchups only in the first round, which would have left open the possibility that a Kansas State or an Iowa State could have been playing in Lincoln in the second round of the tournament this year. And that's possible in the future if these travel costs continue to go up for these teams. And those travel costs are amazing. When you start thinking about the airlines that now charge 25 cents a bag or 25 bucks to check a bag, you put a team on a plane to Seattle, you're adding up. I mean, that's a ching-cha-ching-cha-ching kind of situation. And the NCAA has some problems there, and sports like volleyball are going to feel it, I think, in the future.
Todd Hendricks from Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd, I guess, you know, earlier you mentioned if you had to go to Penn State, you're not going to win there. If you had to go to Texas, well, now these teams come to Omaha. How big of an advantage is it for these ladies?
Well, for Nebraska's sake, it's a tremendous advantage that they're going to be in Omaha this year. The state loves volleyball. When John Cook says the state has fallen in love with this team, I think that's correct. I can tell from my email box, and I know he can tell from his email box. I think there's going to be a surge of momentum for Nebraska playing Penn State tomorrow night. Will that be enough to give them a chance? Maybe. What Nebraska has to do is they got to extend the match, and this is something I saw the last few years. With what teams would do against Nebraska when Nebraska had far superior talent the last few years. When did Nebraska get in trouble? It was those teams who could make rallies go three or four times across the net longer or make sets go 10 rallies longer. And what would happen is the team with the most talent would get frustrated. You know, why can't we put these guys away? Why can't we get a kill on that swing? And all of a sudden, they start making mistakes. Is that possible? Can Nebraska do that to a Penn State, to a Texas? Sure, I think they can. I don't know if they can do it long enough and sustain it long enough to win a match, especially with the lineup they have now without Corey Cooper. But I think the fans and just kind of that good feeling and confidence that they have coming off of Washington does give them a chance to put some pressure on, you know, what are the three other teams here. I'm telling you, you're going to be seeing the 2012 Olympic team essentially on these other three teams. Hmm. And Jordan Larson has a chance to crack that team as well. But there are three players at least on each of those other teams that are legitimate shots to be playing in the 2012 Olympics.
Todd Henricks, Lincoln Journal Star, joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking Nebraska and the Final Four volleyball tournament going on. Penn State, by the way, four of their players, first-team All-Americans, again, out of the 14 that they list. The All-American Player of the Year will be announced at the awards banquet on Friday night. Todd, just because we're in Nebraska, I guess there's a little bit of Kool-Aid to be drank, but honestly, I mean, if you're gonna face facts, Nebraska's chances of beating Penn State tomorrow night are 1%, 2%?
I may drink enough Kool-Aid to say 10%, because maybe just because of what I watched last Saturday night when I had that team written off multiple times during that match, and they somehow found a way. So, yeah, you got to caution your thoughts a little bit. But, you know, we can get a little myopic with volleyball in this state because it's unlike other sports. We don't get to see Penn State highlights on SportsCenter after every one of their matches and realize how really good they are. But they're really good. And Nebraska will have to do a lot of things exceptionally well to even be in the spot to put some pressure on Penn State.
Well, Todd, you just – Daddy pulled out his list again and wrote down myopic or myopic, depending on, you know, how we say it here in the central part of the state. So he broadened his horizons. Todd joins us here. One question, we brought this up earlier in the week, and I just want to get your thoughts on it. Sometimes the goals are written out, and if Nebraska at the beginning of the year put down the goal, win the national championship, fine, whatever. So did 20 other teams.
Yep.
Don't you think they've accomplished their goal, and that might be the biggest hurdle? The goal had to be to get to Omaha. And so many times in sports, once the pressure comes rolling off you, and it's hard to get that adrenaline back up. I just think there's too many things stacked against Nebraska. I don't want to be a Husker hater here, but again, just another thing, I thought their overall goal this season was to get to Omaha, and now they've done it.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if you pressed many of them that they saw that as a realistic goal. They certainly saw it as a dream, certainly saw it as something to work towards, but I don't know that they thought necessarily it would be a realistic goal with this team. And when Corey Cooper got hurt a few weeks ago, I think that there would have been even fewer who saw that as a possibility. I mean, you know, for goodness sakes, Jordan Wilberger is a walk-on, and the kids that she's lining up against in this Final Four, and even at Washington last weekend, are some of the highest recruited kids in the country. And so that's why, you know, I opened it up by saying how amazing it is. Now, I think you're right. I think there is I know how concerned John Cook is at being able to hit the gas one more time. I think if they were playing in Tampa this week, for example, where the Final Four is next year, I think Nebraska would really be in trouble, because I think they would they would have a hard time moving when that match started, just because of what you mentioned. Now, the crowd, I think, will give them adrenaline, and I think if some things can go well for them anytime early on in the match, they'll start to feel it a little bit, and then we'll see. If Penn State is not affected by the crowd and just comes out and goes about its business, then, you know, I don't know that they'll give Nebraska a chance to get a lot of good feelings. But if they let the crowd get to them a little bit, if Nebraska gets some momentum, then that's where I give Nebraska the 10% chance. And the crowd, I think, helps them get over that emotional roadblock from having spent everything just to get to Omaha.
Well, thanks so much for the time today, Todd. We appreciate catching up with you throughout the season. And
I got one more thing. Just one word answer, Todd. Stanford or Texas?
I like Texas.
All right. Okay, you can keep on patting him on the head and tell him how great he is.
Thanks, Todd. You're the best.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Have a good day, guys.
Enjoy the tournament. Todd Hendricks from the Lincoln Journal Star, beat writer for the Huskers. He's all over covering volleyball. Very few people get to do that. He might be the only guy that gets to go on the road and do that as well. So I want to thank Todd for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Penn State's just that good. They have not lost a set. I know, we know that.
They just aren't. This is last year's Nebraska team without the dysfunction. Or distemper, as you may have said.
Well, you know what? That's one thing. If you take this year's camaraderie, team chemistry, and put it on last year's team, perhaps nobody scores a point on Nebraska the whole season.
Todd Hendricks, by the way, catch his column today in the Lincoln Journal Star, or check out journalstar.com and go to the Husker Extra page and check out his article today on the Husker volleyball team. John Cook saying that he and last year's team, quote, blew it. It just was a dysfunctional mess, and this year it's not. Obviously, there's not as much talent on this year's team.
Oh.
Obviously.
Yeah. There's...
Coming back, we've got some emails, we've got some rants, and some gloating right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47, son.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough. Built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Target.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation. Pick up a TomTom today and you'll save up to $100, which means that instead of another lame gift like a fancy cologne, you can give the easy-to-use GPS that's smarter than any other. It gets you there faster, and unlike cologne, it won't announce your arrival quite so boldly. So save up to $100 and go with the perfect holiday gift. TomTom. Go confidently.
The dripping and wet spots you see next spring in and around your RV can be avoided with proper winterization now at Rich & Sons. So many areas of an RV contain fluids, and when fluids freeze, they expand and create cracks and leaks and expense. Talk to the technicians at Rich & Sons, and they'll tell you they also check the roof and siding with a performance guarantee. Save money later when you winterize now. Take your RV to Rich & Sons on South 281 Grand Island.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures climb up into the mid-20s. South winds will also develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and then some increasing clouds overnight. Lows reach 9 above with a south wind of 5 to 10. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
I am punching you when I get sick. I just want you to know that. punching. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That's right, Doug and Daddy Show, home of, once again, your 2000, of course, not once again, but again in 2008, I should say, your Hastings Tribune football prognostication champion, still waiting for the parade.
Keys to the city.
We've kind of jumped over that. We really haven't brought that up, but that's right, Mike Will. That's right, Vince. That's right, Ed. That's right, Ryan. All you klutzes over there. That's right, we rolled you. We rolled you some big-time picks in the playoffs and some confidence in the Big Red helped prepare the Doug and Daddy Show to the championship of the Hastings Trib Football Contest 2008. What's that, two of the last 3 years?
Well, Doug,
you have some music? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah. Wake Derek up from his nap, please. He's been Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah. Cool, that feels a lot better.
Yeah. Thanks. We'd like to thank the Academy. We'd like to thank our high school services for filling us in on what to pick. We'd like to thank Gary DeBoer for getting a couple of wins
for
us again.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
That's right. I'd like to thank Blue Hill for their run.
That's right. Maxwell, big win.
Get out of the way, yeah. I want to thank them. So, yes, champions in 2008. And don't forget, Doug and Daddy Bowl selections coming your way. We will be giving you a chance to win some great prizes. You will need to get signed up here at the here at ESPN. We have just put up a brand new website. It's like getting a new email, folks. You have to sign up. You have to sign up. If you were a super fan before, you have to sign up again, and then you are eligible to just go online. All you have to do is go online and make the bowl selections. There's 10 and a tiebreaker. I think the first one is on the 29th, if I looked at that right. And between now and then, you need to sign up to be a super fan, then fill out your bracket. Doesn't take very long. I mean, you're filling out a lot of brackets anyway. Come on. And it's free. How about that? It's free. Plus, you could win better prizes than some of the other ones that you're in. So do it today, ESPN Superstation. .com. Say if you're having trouble finishing your Christmas shopping, then Misco Sports is the place to go to get all those items crossed off your list. Plus, they'll save you money on all your purchases because this Thursday through Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's 4 days. Thursday through Sunday, Misco's is running a store-wide sale. And some of their running shoes are also discounted. $10 off all shoes over $50. But how about 20 to 50% off almost everything in the store? Sale! 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 College hoodies, 25% off. Husker, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic apparel, 25% off. Columbia ski coats, 1/3 off. Red Ledge ski coats, 50% off. Almost everything in the store is on sale as they save you money this holiday season. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, 20 to 50% off. Almost everything in the store, open late night for your convenience this Thursday through Sunday at Misco Sports. Got some emails we want to get to. Oh, let's get to one right here. Let's get to one right here. We were talking Pro Bowl at the beginning of the show. Did you see that John freaking Clayton was saying that Ben Roethlisberger should be in the Pro Bowl? What an idiot! He has 15 touchdowns with 12 interceptions. Why is he still employed? Most of the time, and he's talking about Clayton here, when he reports something, Jaws or Mort will come in 15 to 20 minutes later and report something else, and that will be true. Okay.
Idiot.
Is that the first time Clayton's been bashed on the show? Wow. And secondly, doesn't the Auburn situation remind you of what Steve Peterson did to Nebraska? No. Bill Callahan, much bigger putts. Aaron and Carney also says, I know there were no change in ADs, but they fire. The coach resigns, and Auburn had no freaking clue what to do now. On top of that, they didn't even talk to Mike Leach, who withdrew his name from the Washington job at the same time Tuberville resigned. Coincident? I don't think so. What a joke, Aaron and Carney.
It's interesting. Didn't seem to be a big plan out there.
No, no. P.S. Isn't this the best time of year? Why, you ask? Since there are no college football games, we don't have to listen to Mark May and Lou Holtz blabber about nothing during halftimes and postgames. Aaron and Carney. Don't forget our emails and calls saved for the Sun Heat System space heater that will be given away, a chance to save you some money in the interim during this winter time. Daddy, we have got big-time breaking news. We talked college football bowls, but now we talk the real bowling.
Oh, that's right. We want you out there to know that four former Husker bowlers were in the top 10 after 9 games of the qualifying USBC Team USA Trials in Henderson, Nevada. Shannon Pluhowski, Brenda Edwards, Amanda Burgoyne. I'm not going to say their married names because we all remember them when they were on the team in Nebraska. DeAndra Hyman Asmodee. The three qualified for 36 games, earned spots. The top 36. The top three women after 36 games, earned spots.
Three lines
on Team USA.
Unbelievable.
But then they get to pick two alternates, so you might get 12 and they still might make the team.
That'll be awesome. Let's take a break. More email and rants. What's up with these holiday basketball tournaments? Back after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Danny Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Here's the problem with trying to meet clients and colleagues in person. If you drive, there's gas, wasted time in traffic. If you fly, who's buying the ticket? Getting up early, going through security. All for what? A two-hour meeting? That's why I recommend GoToMeeting.com. You can do more and travel less. With GoToMeeting.com, you can host an online meeting right from your computer. Here's how it works. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com during a conference call. They can instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. How cool is that? It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. You can get more done in less time without the hassle of driving or flying. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Promo code Colin.
It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered, so get yours today at Pro Tint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures climb up into the mid-20s. South winds will also develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and then some increasing clouds overnight. Lows reach 9 above with a south wind of 5 to 10. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone some beach. Somewhere, there's a big umbrella.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We get ready for lunch, and we get ready for the bowl season. It's time to head to the Chicken Coop, where you can get the preview with all the NFL and ESPN networks up for you, with all the high-definition televisions placed all over the place. There's not a bad seat in the house. Perfect place to watch the college football bowl games, and of course, the NFL season winding down. You can catch all the games at the Coop. Enjoy their great lunch specials. They're open 7 days a week with a great lunch special every single day. Maybe a sandwich, prime rib sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, chicken tender hoagie. Maybe you want something like a salad, a little lighter. Maybe you just want an appetizer or some wings. They've got the best wings in town, 12 different varieties to choose from, boneless or bone out, whatever, you know. Wait a minute. Boneless or bone-in, right?
I've like always a been ham, a bone-in right? kind of guy. Well, so, yeah.
Also, you know, you can get a steak. Maybe you can get some pasta. Maybe you can get some salmon. Maybe you can get a burger. Maybe you can get some pizza. It's all there, folks. Don't miss it. Great food and drink specials every night as well. The Chicken Coop, where all your friends will be this holiday season. And where you can get away from your family. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Tony, getting some all the brackets in for the holiday tournaments coming up. And again, this is just me, you know, whatever. Different schools run their holiday tournaments different ways. Some of them, if they're hosting, pick the weakest team and play them in the first round, no matter who the other two teams are. Some rotate who hosts the tournament. Third, somebody always hosts the tournament but rotates the teams who you play first round every single year. So it's somebody different every single year. Hogwash. The reason you have championship games is to try and have the best teams play in the championship games. They don't hold. You're not trying to play in the third place game at state. Not trying to. And secondly, I'm seeing that that is going to give us some really good first round matchups. I just got one from the Arapaho tournament. Pleasanton, I got a couple from there. Got one from Ravenna, all over the place. Central Catholic has sent me theirs. Kearney Catholic, Amherst one. I got all these coming in. Pleasanton went to overtime with Hitchcock County in the district final last year. They are in the same tournament with Arapaho, and they are playing a conference foe in SEM in the first round. If at all possible, never play a team out of your conference in the first or in your conference in the first round of a holiday tournament. You are for sure going to see them once, if not two or three, and if they're in your sub-district or district, four times in 1 year. You don't need them in a holiday tournament. Now, if it happens that you play them in the second round, fine. But what, I mean, it's just set up there. Arapaho and SEM, Hitchcock County, Pleasanton. And that's just one instance, boys' game. There might be instances elsewhere in girls' games, and maybe a girls' matchup is better. Ravenna, Loup City. Maybe the top two boys' teams in the Luplat Conference. Maybe not, but maybe. They're definitely two of the top.
They meet.
They meet in the first round on Monday. They actually start that on the 29th. So right after the Christmas break, no practices. Hink, hint, wink, wink. They will play in the first round with Centura on the other side taking on Overton. Now there, it's almost impossible. I mean, unless you're Ravenna, you'd have to play Overton every year to avoid the conference matchup. That's one thing. Now Overton and Centura are sitting there going, oh, well, they ain't the best two. And Centura took them to overtime last year. So you never know. But, I mean, if you're going to have a holiday tournament, like Kearney Catholic Amherst, they shouldn't play in the first round. You're bringing in Ainsworth and North Platte St. Pat's. This gives you a chance to play
them each other. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. This is just my observation, my thoughts. I don't even know if you can call it a pet peeve. It's a minor one. But again, when things can be kept simple, why not keep them simple? And maybe this isn't simple. Maybe it's simpler that in 2008 we play this team, in 2009 we play this team, and in 2010 we play this team. Just seems like that doesn't happen so much anymore because holiday tournaments have teams coming in and out and in and out. You hardly ever make a rotation with the same four or eight teams.
I guess I look at Pleasanton and SEM, if that's the case. Why wouldn't they just play in Elm Creek and then call down and give Arapaho the score and play the other team the next day? Budget concerns.
I wish we didn't have to schedule these things so far out. You know, if you wanted to schedule a holiday tournament for 2010 right now, you'd be struggling a little bit to do it. You could do it, but you have to get quite a few schools involved and bring a couple of holiday tournaments in. I mean, why doesn't the First Tier Event Center host a holiday tournament? Heartland Event Center, holiday tournament, kind of probably will. I mean, there are tournaments out there. Why wouldn't, you know, now we have venues that can showcase these. You know, even the UNK facility isn't being used. God knows they're not playing college basketball there over the holidays. Maybe one day. You know, I'm just saying, it's available. Use the venues. That used to be part of the holiday tournament allure. That used to be a big part of your season. That used to be a reason that the kids didn't mind playing when they weren't going to school. Am I right?
Well, you know, the big ones that come to mind are when Kearney High used to go to Lincoln to that Star City shootout or whatever it was. I mean, they have marquee teams from even some different states in that one. So, you know, that I think you're a legitimate rant. Some of your rants I shake my head at, but You got a legitimate beef here.
Hey, let's finish off the show. Crazy Chris weighs in from Iowa. He says, I should probably chime in since the college athletics program I support is involved in yet another negative national story, except I think Iowa State is going to be the eventual beneficiary of the situation. Apparently going 5-19 in two seasons at a major conference school is good enough to get a formerly high-profile job, speaking of Auburn. I'm just as baffled by all this as everyone else in the country. It's also apparent that you can trust just about no one in the world of college athletics. I don't blame a guy for wanting to go to a school that is his dream job, but don't lie to people to get there. As for the Cyclones, they need to find someone who will be loyal to the school for a while. It's evident Cheesick wasn't the man to turn the program upwards as he effectively decreased the team's win total in two straight years. I totally disagree with the Cheesick credibility excuse of, well, that was Iowa State. Iowa State is not this horrible, impossible place to live and coach. It is difficult, yes. Impossible, no. Dan McCarney did it for a while. K-State's been there. Kansas has now been there. Missouri has now been there. So stop with the excuses. Clone fans aren't searching for national titles, just winning seasons. And the right coach can do that. And finally, an interesting point brought up by Mike and Mike yesterday that I also immediately thought of. What if Iowa State went out and hired Tommy Tuberville? Does it not look like Iowa State would have made the upgrade? What a crazy world. Crazy Chris, fired Derek, in from Atlantic, Iowa.
Derek actually brought that up yesterday.
Well, we want to thank all the fine folks that sent the emails in today. Also, Todd Henricks, beat writer for the Husker volleyball team from the Lincoln Journal-Star, live from Omaha, where the Final Four will be getting underway.
Well, later in the week, we expect to be joined by Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney. We haven't firmed that up. He's been out recruiting the SID, but we will have Dabo Swinney, so you do not want to miss that.
Also coming up later this week, we will have our NFL Power Rankings tomorrow, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Picks on Friday. We'll be dabbling into some high school coaches joining us as well. And next week, we had a Husker Roundtable discussion at the beginning of the season. We'll have another one next week. We're trying to line that up for Monday with some of the Husker beat writers to talk about Nebraska football as they get ready to go to the bowl season and really the state of the program right now. Don't forget, if you missed the show, you can always pick it up on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.